Delegates at the Teachers Union of Ireland annual Congress have voted unanimously in favour of a motion that threatens possible industrial action if talks on leaving cert reform fail to deliver an acceptable outcome. A short while ago, the TUI President David Waters addressed that conference in Wexford, telling Education Minister Helen McEntee that plans to accelerate reforms were a mistake.
Teachers are already struggling due to the lack of critical information, inadequate resources and poor quality training. Reckless haste will only make matters worse. Minister, we do welcome the intensive talks you convened based on the written submission made by the TUI, and we will continue to engage in those talks later next week. However, to date these talks have yielded very little. There are a myriad of issues facing Senior Cycle, and unless we see tangible results from these negotiations, the full weight of the union will be called into action, including possible strike action, to ensure teachers, students and schools are not left behind.
David Waters of the TUI, our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is in Wexford. Brian, you've been listening to the speeches over the past couple of hours. Can you bring us through what's been happening?
Yeah, Rachel, it's that annual and somewhat unusual system at these teacher conferences whereby the Minister for Education stands up to deliver her speech, then she has to sit down and listen and effectively be berated by the head of the union, who outlines all the grievances that the union have with the department. And that, of course, is met with these big cheers and standing ovations from the delegates in the crowd. All the while, as I say, the minister has to sit there silently listening on. Now, there were no standing ovations for Minister McEntee's speech, but to be fair, there weren't any boos or heckling either, and she was applauded when she finished. There were protesters, however, and as the minister arrived at the venue here in Wexford, she was met by a group of delegates holding pro-Palestinian banners, urging the government to enact the Occupied Territories Bill. When the minister entered the conference room, delegates stood, they held placards with a mixture of messages, both pro-Palestinian messages and also anti this accelerated time frame for leaving cert reform, and that really is the big crunch issue at this conference. As we know, the redeveloped Senior Cycle aimed at introducing a much, much greater level of non-exam based assessments. Teachers aren't opposed to this, however, they say that the changes are being introduced too quickly. They say there isn't proper resources, there isn't adequate safeguards around artificial intelligence. As Minister McEntee arrived at the conference today, delegates here at the TUI voted unanimously in favour of a motion that threatens possible industrial action if talks on leaving cert reform fail to deliver what they describe as an acceptable outcome. The minister was asked about that potential industrial action a short time ago by reporters, and here's what she said.
Well, you know, this is something that has been on the cards for about 10 years. So this was first not even mooted, but discussed and progressed 10 years ago. There's a lot of work has already been done. What I'm saying now is my engagement with the unions is to see what more I can do to support them, because we all want the same objective here. What's best for our students? How do we best equip them for the life ahead? How do we make sure that we're testing not just exam skills, but practical skills, critical thinking, all of these other areas? And how do we make sure that everybody benefits from these changes? So I'm working intensively with the associations. I don't see there should be a need to get to that point. But of course, I want to conclude those discussions as soon as possible in a matter of weeks.
Brian, this potential threat of industrial action, it follows a similar threat from the ASTI at their conference yesterday.
Absolutely. The ASTI at its conference passing an almost identical motion threatening industrial action, up to and including strike action, if they feel that the talks on leaving cert reform do not yield what they describe as an acceptable outcome. Those resolutions also state that at the end of any negotiations between the Department of Education and unions, that document, that agreement, should be put to a ballot of members. But as I say, if there's a failure to come up with an agreement, then they are saying that the next option would be a ballot for industrial action. In terms of the timings of all of this, Talks on senior cycle reform took place between unions and the department last week. They're due to resume after the Easter break next week. The Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, has said that she's hoping to conclude those talks by early May. She says she wants to talk to the unions. She wants to offer them any additional support that they feel they may need. However, as we've said already, both unions, ASTI and TUI, in lockstep this week, saying if we're not happy with what you're proposing in terms of leaving cert reform, we are willing to go all the way to strike action.
More no doubt to follow. Brian, thanks a million for that. Our correspondent Brian O'Donovan reporting from Wexford this afternoon.